It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039-985 mypigradio.com. The morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They are our sponsor, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible, with three locations, Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown, to serve you. And our friends from the community today are Brittany and Cheryl from Riverview Behavioral Health. And I always have to read the card to make sure I get it straight.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get the turned around. And right. there's another agency that comes in that I do that with. I forget which one it is. Oh, it's the Bowie County Family Health Center.
Yeah, it's got.
I get that messed up too.
It's got too many words.
That's where you go and get your flu shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And much more. much more available there.
But anyway, it is good to have Brittany and Cheryl here. Of course, it is the Veterans Month,
yes.
Kind of, so to speak, yep. With Veterans Day happening
and
yesterday and Veterans Parade on Saturday, downtown Texarkana. But you guys do a lot. You do a lot for veterans who, you know, they come back, they have these issues, and they need help. And that's what you guys are there for. Talk a little bit about how you do help veterans or, like you were saying, first responders who have to go through stress, traumatic incidents as well.
Yeah, okay. So Riverview, I want to just address, you know, that I do, including...
This is Brittany, by the way.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Anna.
We'll get Cheryl in a minute.
Hey.
Yeah, so, and I do include a lot of police officers, first responders, and the vets, because not only do they, a lot of them... also did serve, but they're exposed to a lot of the same things, and more first responders, police officers, vets die by suicide than ever in the line of duty. So it's a big deal that we want to always address with our first responders. PTSD, depression is double among that community than in average working, and it's 5 times more prevalent in our police officers. Mm. Depression and PTSD are. So as far as Riverview, what Riverview offers, of course, we always have the inpatient program if it comes to that. But we have an amazing outpatient program that I'm going to let Cheryl here tell you just a little bit more about. She's our director of marketing, so she knows just the ins and outs of it. And she's really great here, so I'm going to pass it on over to her for that IOP.
All right, Cheryl, take over the microphone.
Good morning. How are you all doing? I'm going to tell you a little bit about our outpatient therapy. We just opened up. It is for the public. You can be depressed or feeling any anxiety, and you're able to come in there. We take most insurances case by case. So come on in. If you have maybe a veteran that is going through a situation and you don't want to pressure them, into coming in. Everybody in the family recognizes that this person is having some problems. You can put yourself in that situation because you can be the support for that person, even though they think that they're your support. Get them in there. We can get them with therapy. Later on, we'll be providing lunch for them, but right now we just open up. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. So please get in contact with myself and Brittany or anybody at Riverview. They can give you that information. If you don't want the stigma of going to a
somebody's phone,
Riverview. My wife. Riverview Hospital. The inpatient. Please help yourself to come to our outpatient. It is great. We have great therapists, medical director. We just, it's outstanding.
Thank you very much for your information. So just reach out and get some help, and there's no stigma. And of course, after this break, we're going to talk about the tragedy of teen suicide and how prevalent it is in our communities.
Brittany's got a neat little app.
Yes. We're going to talk about all of that.
Make things so easy, so easy. So we'll have more of that and more of the best of most country. And whose phone was that?
That was not me. It was not me.
It was my wife.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
I think Siri got a little confused.
Siri. Good old Siri. All right. More of the best of most country is coming up next on the best of most country at 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The morning show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning. So the news is going to be our guest this morning. But news time is brought to you by DeLauder's Grocery Store in Maud, serving your family since 1977. They're your home-owned grocery store weekly specials that you can check out on their Facebook page. And Anna found out by looking, I guess, that they've got
They
got $1.85 a pound on ground beef this week.
How about we go with $1.69?
Okay, I'm wrong. Even better, $1.69 a pound.
So head to DeLauder's, and they've got all sorts of meat specials. And didn't he call it the hen house?
He did.
So the hen house is full of great deals for chicken.
All right, so check out DeLauder's. Riverview Behavioral Health. We're talking with Brittany and Cheryl, and we were talking about, we wanted to kind of pivot to what is Brittany's passion, which is helping out younger people, whatever you want to call them, kids, teenagers. It's a bigger problem than what you realize about kids and teenagers when it comes to either suicide or at least even getting that kind of thing on their minds.
Right.
Having that much pressure in their life, and that it's huge. It's a huge problem.
Yeah. The ages, and I'm going to clarify the ages that I specify it as ages 10 through 24. So if you think about...
Even past...
Yeah, 10 through 24, we classify as our youth. So if you think about the things that age range is going through, you've got school, you know, coming out of junior high into high school, then high school to college, maybe first employment, getting out on your own, just a ton of stressors right there in that little short span. And then our teenagers are going through
hormones,
adolescence, know.
A lot more pressure than even we had when we were younger.
Yeah. We call it teenitis. It's just there, you know. So there's just a lot of pressure going on in there. And a lot of times adults like to think, oh, you know, I had it harder than you, or I did this. Well, that's okay. But we've got to recognize what they are going through.
Right.
So that's important. We were talking about the youth suicide rates and how, you know, unrecognized they are. And I know I've said this before on here, but we're 130 a week.
That's too many.
And
yes, it is.
Think about that. 130 lives, young people, whether you want to consider them teenager or early 20s, lives lost every week. That they're gone. You can't get them back.
The number is actually bigger. That 130 is only what is labeled a suicide. Mm. And I say labeled because not everyone that maybe potentially was a suicide is labeled it. If someone overdosed on a medicine or took too much and drank, you know, so that's labeled a poisoning. Things are labeled a fall when they could have been a jump.
I think it was Cheryl that said that, you know, if there was another problem like that, say COVID or whatever, another problem like that was claiming lives like that,
we'd be
in an uproar. We'd be in an outrage. We got to do something right now.
Yeah.
Yes. People don't even think about it.
Yeah, think about it. If something was taking 130 lives a week, just in a week, in our community or in our state or in our country, because that's what it is, we would be in an uproar about it. We would demand something. Grants would be having, it'd be on social media. Right. We would have to, it would be a platform for so many political things. We would have to.
Somebody would be making changes.
Yeah.
Somebody would be making changes. And here we are still with the stigma around it that we've got to pull back on that. We were talking about how the mind is just another part of the body, like our heart and lungs. Why not go get it checked out, just like we get our heart and lungs checked out?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Now, you've got a neat app that you were showing us.
We're talking about resources available and how we bring resources to different places. You can have resources available just right on your phone.
In the palm of your hand.
Palm of your hand. We're on it all day anyway. We have it with us. There's an app that Jason Foundation has. It's called A Friend Ask. It's a free app. It's got several different option of buttons on there, but the most important one is the big red Get Help Now button.
Right.
There's no numbers to remember. You just press it and it instantly connects you with someone to talk to, someone to get help from, someone to provide even more resources if you need them. Free app, doesn't take up much space. I have little pamphlets for it that we can drop off at offices, schools, businesses, whatever. And Riverview does a great job keeping all of these resources from Jason Foundation completely free.
Right.
They pay for all of it. So cost is never an option when it comes to getting these resources from Jason Foundation. Just hit me, hit Cheryl up, and we will get them out to you.
All right. We're going to hang around. We're going to talk a little bit more. And also, you got to play a game.
Yeah, remember, it's game time.
Yeah, you have to play. It's one of the prerequisites of coming in. All right, more of the best and most countries coming up next on The Pig. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the best and most countries right here on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The morning show sponsor, Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible, with Alan Brown and the crew. They are your financial institution of choice. We have Brittany and Cheryl from the Riverview Behavioral Health, and we're going to play a little trivia.
All right.
We're going to play a little trivia, and maybe it won't be too hard. I really don't know. Let's see. What country of the world produces more feature films than any other country? And it wouldn't be India. One that would come to my mind.
India.
Okay, smarty pants. No, India's right. That was awfully quick. All right. Let's see. What professional boxer retired from the sport in 1974, later unretired, and in 1994 became the oldest fighter to ever win a major heavyweight title?
George Foreman. He's my cousin.
Is he really?
Yes.
I have been a George Foreman fan since the 70s.
Oh, really? Seems like
you have a grill.
I had a grill. I had several of them.
You know his children's name?
George. And Georgette.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You're a true fan.
And he's from Marshall.
Is
he still down that way or whatever?
He lives in Houston.
Okay.
But his family is in Marshall.
Yeah, I'm a big George Foreman
fan. And Georgette lives in, her family is from Jefferson, Texas.
Really?
Wow.
And your cousin?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Small world.
We are in the room with celebrity.
We are.
All right.
You too, Brittany.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. This is kind of a unfair question since Anna's from Canada, otherwise known as Canada. In 1987, Air Canada became the first air carrier to prohibit its passengers from doing what?
I know the answer.
Smoking.
Yeah.
I bet it's smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking on board is correct.
Tell each other what it is.
All right. Born in 1964.
Okay.
She didn't compete in 1964. She was born in 1964. This Olympic speed skater was the first American woman to win 5 gold medals in Olympic competition. What is her name?
I have no idea.
Y'all don't remember?
Is it Nadia?
No, I think Nadia was in gymnastics.
She was born in 1964, so she would have competed more recently, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been in the 80s, I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
Recently. Bonnie Blair. Bonnie Blair. I remember the name. Which NFL team, this is football, Anna.
Snore.
Was the first to win 4 Super Bowls. The first one to win 4 Super Bowls.
Oh, do you? Okay, help
my
us
My dad
out.
Was a Pittsburgh Steelers.
You
all
are.
Right.
My dad
Thank
was
you.
An athletic director.
I did know that one.
You're absolutely correct, yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Your dad was what now?
He was an athletic director.
She's just hooked up with all the answers
Well,
now.
She's got, yeah. Yeah, they won Super Bowl 9, 10, 13, and 14.
All right.
There you go. Okay. If you listed all the NFL teams alphabetically by city or location, the first 3 would all have teams named after birds. What are these? These are alphabetically ordered NFL teams. First 3 are named after birds. Can you name them?
Falcons,
Ravens,
Cardinals.
Ravens.
Got the Ravens. Arizona.
Y'all nailed it. Y'all got it. Together
and then
you got it.
The red bird things.
You got
Cardinals.
It together.
Yeah.
It's the Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons, and Baltimore Ravens. Y'all did quite well. And let's see.
You guys are awesome.
One more.
One last one. Baskin-Robbins ice cream makers once tried to produce and market an ice cream flavored like this popular condiment. It failed miserably. What was it?
Ketchup.
Yeah.
Man, y'all are just acing it today. Ketchup
is right?
Yes.
That's because we're good on current events.
Obviously. So
Pop
I picked
culture.
The right game for you today. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. So once again, to kind of wrap it up, if someone or someone has a family member or friend, whether they be veterans, first responders, teens and young adults that need help.
Anybody
that needs help, how can they seek it? What's the best way, the easiest way to get in touch?
Just call us. Uh-huh. You can call. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ways to get in touch. You can call Riverview directly at 870-772-5028. You can call me directly, 870-904-8169. I will also take text. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's any way you can reach out. The most important
thing
is reaching out.
Yeah,
we got that neat app, and I'll try to get y'all a picture. That way y'all can post it, and it's always on my page.
I always go to screenshot. We got it.
There you go. So that app, I mean, it's just a simple button to reach out.
That's the way a lot of people do it this day.
And it has help for if you're reaching out. If you're a friend and you see something that was the resource I stopped and looked at, and I thought, that's so smart.
There's a button on there, too, for how to help a friend, and that's what it's called, how to help a friend. And you go into it, and it gives you resources, what to look for, and it also gives you things not to say, which I feel is very important.
Like, suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. Get over it. Man up. Don't cry.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, so there's things not to say. There's things to say, to do. Oh, it's an awesome app. To sum it up.
All right. Well, thank you, Brittany. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming in. We'll have you back soon, I hope.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.